false narrations of non-Muslim historians. As far as my research is concerned, whatever is alleged against these noble men and their friends is the work of the opponents of Islam. After the era of the Companions, various so-called Muslims driven by their egos have leveled allegations upon either one or the other from among these noble men. However, despite this, the truth has always prevailed and has never remained veiled in secrecy. Of course, in this era, when Muslims became unfamiliar with their own history and religion, the opponents of Islam either singled out narrations of the enemies of Islam from the history of Islam, or derived false conclusions from true events, and crafted such works of history that would bring blame upon the Companions and through them, upon Islam. At this time, since these non-Muslim historians are becoming the eyes through which Muslims behold everything, for this reason, Muslims have accepted everything they assert. Fearing the higher criticism of Europe, even those who have had the opportunity to study original Arabic works of history for themselves have considered the false and fabricated narrations upon which European writers base their research as being authentic and superior, and declared other narrations as being inaccurate. In this manner, the current age has become almost devoid of such people who have endeavored to analyze events in their original form.